Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This gentleman co-hosts the wildly popular Political Persuasions with noted mimic and outspoken pundit Mike O'Mara. He's also a veteran journalist with 20 years of experience. Chris Freitz has worked at the highest levels of print, digital, and radio and television. He was an award-winning on-air investigative correspondent for CNN. He also worked as a reporter for Politico. Chrissy, nice and prissy.
My advice to young Jacob, 24 years old, getting married. Three words for you, Jacob. Safety, deposit, box. There we are. Moving right along.
Does she write
or teach?
She writes. Okay. Yeah, she writes. Mm-hmm. And
she writes, please help me.
On a plastic bag.
She fogs up a window and writes it backwards so people can read it from the street.
All, right. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
TMOS Fruitcake Hotline, how are you?
Bien, mijito, gracias.
This is the perfect time of year for the TMOS Fruitcake Futures Fundraiser.
Always we have one in this time of the year, you know?
Will you buy one for your husband?
Yeah, I live here in Orlando.
Have you had the Spiewak Fruitcake?
Yes. Was great.
When you buy a Spiewak signature fruitcake, you support all of the TMOS guys, including Oscar.
Yes, my son. I pray for him to be good. That is the best way.
The best way to order is online at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He doesn't have another way.
There's no better way to enjoy the holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is another holiday.
Buy TMOS fruitcakes for the entire family.
Yes, but my granddaughter don't like it.
Okay. Adios.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, hold on a second. There is not enough condensation coming off. Is this... I swear to God, I got a beverage here. All right?
Right.
We're going to have a commercial for it later in the show. It's Liquid IV. Okay?
Yeah, delicious.
It's my Liquid IV that I love every day. I have become addicted. I love this product. I'll tell you all about it later. Can you see the condensation that?
Couple drops
there. It's dripping.
Well, do you know what that's?
I don't feel humid up here.
Scientifically speaking, here's what's happening. Condensation
is
water
everywhere. I got dripping. I got equipment here. I got electronic equipment here, and I got crap. I got wet.
You need a better bottle. My bottle, no drips.
Excuse me, guest. Wait till you're introduced.
No drips.
It's a condensation is a warming process, and by bringing that cold beverage into a moderately temperature studio, the temperature change is causing water to gather on the outside and drip down.
I know. Excuse me, Mr. Science. I know what effing condensation is. I'm saying it's an unusual. I thought there was either a leak at the bottom of my rip-off Rubbermaid 30-ounce beverage container, which I love.
Don't you dare badmouth the Rubbermaid Corporation.
No, they're not good, and they're ridiculously expensive. Check out Amazon and see how much they are on Amazon. They're not reasonable. They're plastic, and they're not reasonable. Okay, he's chomping. He's chomping. We better bring him in.
Do we have to?
We better bring him in. Yeah, we... By the way, Oscar's
passed away.
Yeah, he's dead. So Oscar's not here, and he'll be here Thursday.
Yes, he will.
Shall I do the John McLaughlin intro?
I'd love it. I'd love it.
Would you like to give me some music for that?
Yeah, I need just a moment. I didn't realize
this was
coming.
Because we have a special guest panelist today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. How are you? Happy August. Hope you're enjoying your summer months as the back to school winds down. Time to get those specials for the kiddies to go back to school. Boy, moms are going to be happy. Okay. Although I have to say, we're planning. We've already booked a passage back to the great state of Florida, and I'm looking forward to having a little guy go to school. Yeah, it's a little tough to go down to the kitchen table and have daddy. I'm doing some work, Mike. Daddy.
Are you ready?
Daddy.
Are you ready, John?
Okay. Let me bring in our guest. Here we go. Chomping. God. This gentleman co-hosts the wildly popular Political Persuasions with noted mimic and outspoken pundit Mike O'Mara. He's also a veteran journalist with 20 years of experience. Chris Freitz has worked at the highest levels of print, digital, and radio and television. He was an award-winning on-air investigative correspondent for CNN. He also worked as a reporter for Politico. Chrissy, Chrissy, nice and Chrissy. The National Journal, the Denver Post. He loves his Denver Post.
Yes.
Where he was part of the breaking news team that was a finalist for the 2007 Pulitzer Prize. His work has appeared in publications such as The Washington Post, The Atlantic, and Fast Company. And his political analysis has been featured on networks including CBS, NBC, CNN News, and MSNBC. Freitz hosts the weekly national SiriusXM radio show, Politics Inside and Out, which is broadcast to more than 30 million subscribers. Please welcome the one, the only, Chris Freitz!
Hi, Chris.
That was the best intro I've ever had. I mean,
Thank you very much. That was above and beyond.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. It's good to be on your show.
Yeah. Don't forget you're on my show too today.
Oh, that's okay? It.
Don't forget you're on my show.
I'll bow down to the great Mike O'Mara.
Why doesn't TMS. He say that on Political Persuasions that it's great to be on your show?
Because it wouldn't be an interesting show if he did that. Because he's smarter than me. He's smarter than me, and he corrects me a lot.
He does.
If you haven't listened to Political Persuasion, the reason Chris is here is because we want you to. And Chris is a lot of fun, and he was very, very nice and kind to take some time out of mm-hmm. his, and it is a busy schedule, to come in and join us today for the show while Oscar's out. But make no mistake, we brought Chris in because we'd like all of you to check out the satellite show on this network, Political Persuasions, which is really, really a great show. And the way the show works is Chris knows everybody in Washington, and he's been doing this a very long time. And I just ramble and bloviate, and Chris like reins me in and disciplines me because I can speak out of I can speak of things I don't always know about, and he catches me on.
I'd like to describe the show as this: Chris is the fulcrum of a psychotic seesaw, and we never know what side of you we're going to get, but he always brings you to balance.
Yeah, sometimes.
He always does. We've never ended the show with things out of kilter.
That's true. It always comes back to center.
Yeah. And I've been there for every show because I'm the Imagineer of the show.
You are the Imagineer.
Yeah, Rob is in here too. And Rob, you can open that microphone during Political Persuasions if you'd like.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
No, he does just from time to time.
Largely yeah. to laugh at my jokes, which I appreciate.
Oh, and there are many.
Oh, yeah. 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 Because you are SF, my friend. You are SF.
SF?
SF.
Scary funny.
That's right.
So it's the thing about it is that I have gone to school by doing this show with Chris, and Chris has gone to school on abnormal psychology by doing the show with me.
No, I think
he gets to say.
Although what I think you bring to the show, Mike, is the fun, right? Like you represent a lot of the listeners with a point of view, with something where you feel strongly about it, you want to talk about it, and then we suss it out, and then that, as Rob said, you get a feeling of, oh wow, I learned something at the end of this.
You bring the fun, Mike, the way Danny DeVito brought the fun to Cuckoo's Nest. Just like
here's the cool. This is a really cool, and I haven't talked about this. And this is great because we can do this.
Right.
We can psychoanalyze ourselves on the other show that we do.
Yes.
This is also, and Chris will tell you this is the truth, that I harbor a suspicion that
This is my favorite.
That Chris Freitz is a closet, like, Fox News guy.
Yes.
I really do believe
you really
that.
Do.
Because he shows up on Fox News occasionally with, like, Dana Perino.
Well, I show up on all the news occasionally. Let's be clear.
I know you do. I know. But I always say, so I always,
yes, Mike,
I mean,
let's
I really
be clear.
Do say, Rob, you've heard me say that, right? I've
yes.
said that
oh,
to
yeah.
you in private. I've said,
oh, you said it on the show. You've yeah. said it on Political Persuasion.
Okay. Yeah, but when he says it behind the scenes, it carries a little more weight.
And my favorite part is if I was doing this show with a conservative, they would say, I believe you're a closet liberal, because I just end up doing that. Like, my whole shtick is,
right.
yeah, but what about, let me play devil's advocate. That's my whole thing. And because you tend to come from, at most things, from a left perspective, I'm always bringing the right. And people who come from a right perspective think I'm a crazy progressive. It's like my favorite, I'm just a foil that everybody, you know, just transposes their thoughts on.
Do you think that in Nazi Germany that there were journalists that would actually be... That's what I always say. Whenever you're having a political argument, go right for the Nazis.
Well, let's imagine perhaps someone in 1939 Berlin. His name is Christoph Freitz.
Christoph Freitz. And then he was like saying, well, I'm just playing... I don't understand why you're taking me to the gallows. I was playing devil's advocate. I was simply playing devil's advocate. I was not saying one thing or the other. Well, it does not matter. It does not matter. We are taking you away.
The problem is that at the end of the interview, the journalist went, "That's a bingo.
That's a bingo." Chris Waltz. What is his name? Christoph Waltz. What is it?
Christoph Waltz, I believe.
Christoph Waltz. Waltz.
Yes.
That's a bingo. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Chris, it's great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Please, we are really very close with Political Persuasions.
Yes.
And we're trying everything we can to just kick it over the top. We'd like it to make it a viable thing, and it's not a viable thing unless enough of you listen. That's the way podcast game works, and we'd like to keep growing our listenership. It is growing, but it's not growing as fast as we want it to, and we want you to listen. So that's it. It's fun. Every week we have actualities. We've had guests on.
Mm-hmm.
We have the spirited debate, and it's a crazy world. If you need that vent, I will tell you this. This is not like tuning into Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It's mm-hmm. really not. This is kind of a weird little take. And we kind of chill when we need to chill on it,
yeah.
as last week would demonstrate.
Right. Last week was one of the fewer slow weeks. I mean, because
it was a slow week.
The other thing is, it's just always so nonstop. You and I always joke on the show that it doesn't take a lot of prep because there's something blowing up.
A lot of times,
right before we go on air,
change while you're taping.
Yes,
and usually I think like maybe the morning of was probably the closest where something just exploded.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen with this administration. And right now, I get a vibe that it's a calm before the storm. So you never know what's going to happen. Please, we tape it usually on Thursdays, and it's available Thursdays for you. So check it out. And welcome. Today is an opportunity later in the show for me to do something I rarely get a chance to do, really go into the ABCs of you.
Oh, Chris. Oh boy!
Really,
I feel like we did that last time I guest hosted. I feel like I got the proctology exam.
No,
the personality proctology.
I don't think you've ever guest hosted. You've sat in, but you never guest hosted.
That's true.
He was a guest, but he's never been here the whole time where we can really take out.
I sat in for a show once.
Yeah,
the whole show.
The whole show. It was that unmemorable.
Must have
for you.
Made a very big impression on
me. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Look for it on future best of, I'm sure.
Chris, we will ask more questions of you later.
It's not even in a vault. Get rid of that.
Let me ask you this. Do you know, have you ever heard about Rob's dad? Have you heard anything about that? I know you listen to the show occasionally, probably not.
And all I know is that he followed me on Facebook.
Good guy. Okay. Nice guy.
He's very active on social media.
Okay.
That's what he does. But I'm surprised he followed you because he normally follows the ladies. Rob's dad is the horniest man I have ever known in my entire life. This man, if there's a woman that's pretty, he will go, yay for everything they do. Yay, Debbie.
True story.
Yay, Sheila. Yay. And
eight
it's
or
disgusting.
9 years ago, when we were all beginning to get on Facebook, and he joined Facebook. I joined Facebook early on because that's how they organized my 20-year high school reunion.
Okay.
And he joined Facebook and I started seeing that Bob Spiewak is friends with this person. He was going through and friending pretty girls that were I went to high school with.
His friends.
And I said, don't do that. That's not okay.
And he has.
It was like being a teenager. Like, again, it's like, no, Dad,
exactly
those are my friends.
just for the record, how old is your father?
He is 20 years older than me, so that would make him, he will be 68 in November.
So he is almost a 70-year-old man, and this man not only friends women that are associated with this show, all the fans of the show, friends that Carla has, my wife.
Yes.
And he does, but he engages really more enthusiastically with women than anybody else.
And make no mistake, when you look at me, don't think of me and then think of my dad. My dad is a good-looking guy. And so he has
He's 70 years old, too. You know?
Oh, yeah, he's good-looking in a Kenny Rogers sort of way.
Right.
There's something about that older man thing that some ladies are into.
I suppose.
Why are we going in that direction? I'm just talking about... I'm trying to take the dirty old man angle here, okay?
I mean, it's just... I've seen pictures, so he could have that, you know, that... My dad has a Clooney thing.
Well, there's another thing. Let's talk about your dad's thing. He's doing what he does to me on Political Persuasions, but he's doing it here.
I know.
I'm trying to make a point, and he's just trying to put up as many roadblocks. George Clooney. Yeah.
Those are the arrows in his quiver, Mike. It's how he plays the game.
How he plays the game. All right. Listen to me.
You knew this when you invited me. Don't act surprised.
This is what happened. Horny Bob Spiewak, early on in his Facebook run, right. We call him, I nicknamed him that. He's HBS. Right. He is known as HBS. That's his nickname.
Yeah,
right,
Rob?
That's his nickname.
And he's noted for posting pinups.
And it's
on
not. This is not just a theory.
Like 1943, like Memphis Belle stuff?
No, more modern stuff.
Rob, stop. You have to explain the whole thing because you skip it. He's noted for posting pinups. That Rob would hope that it would go away after that. No, he has habitually posted scantily clad pictures of underboob and women for a decade. Now hold on,
it's a lot of underboob
daily, never not daily, sometimes multiples on a day.
At least 3,600 pictures of underboob in the last decade.
There have been more bikini
today.
Oh boy!
Yeah, that went up 21 minutes ago. Here you go, Mike.
I didn't see it. Okay,
it's lovely. She's at a beach and she looks tired.
Is she fat?
No, she's not.
All right. Sometimes he likes.
Are these his friends? Are these just like internet?
No, this is some from massive. And pardon the expression, hard drive.
Rob, if you were to give Chris an estimation of the number of photographs that have been posted by your father in the decade we've been doing this show.
Yes.
Can you guess it?
The number has been incredible. I would say it's in the thousands.
Thousands of pictures. Okay.
Wow.
So that is above
and, no
and
end
beyond.
In sight.
That's what he does. So he not only friends women on Facebook and goes, "Yay, Becky," but he also because he puts these pictures up of skin. And this is to the best of my knowledge, a happily married man and a wonderful guy and a terrific person and a great relationship with his son. But this is weird.
What's his hobby?
Everybody's Oscar got and I have talked about how this affected Rob as he was growing up.
How did it affect Rob?
Well, Rob, I come from a broken home. When we talk about sex, Rob doesn't quite. It's not that he doesn't get it. He's fathered two children. But Rob goes into this kind of weird world. It always grosses me and Oscar out.
I think it's more them than me, but I mean, we could discuss this for hours.
That's all of it.
But okay. I come from a broken home. He's happily married now. His wife puts up with it, and you know, it's what he does. His hobby. He fishes. He's a boater. He likes to read.
For poon.
Hey, that's a harpoon.
Sorry about that.
But I know he's
an underboob aficionado.
And side as well. And I do know that sometimes my mother, my birth mother, who he was married to, and they had an anniversary yesterday.
They still celebrate
that's
it?
That's weird.
They observe it. They call each other on their anniversary.
Really?
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
well, that's nice.
That's wonderful.
And
I don't call any of my exes on my anniversary.
Well, it would take all day.
I don't even know when they were. I literally don't know where they were. I have no memory of my
the date?
Marriages. No.
Hmm. Anyway, my parents, they were very much encouraged.
Excuse you.
They were encouraged to get married at the time. It was rather urgent.
Oh, I see.
Hey, before we start, we're up. We've got the mailbag.
Yes, we do.
We have to actually start the show. Can you give a preview, a tease of what story you're going to tell us about Horny Bob Spiewak?
You know how my dad has that Facebook relationship with Mamie Van Doren?
Oh, okay. That's it. That's a good enough tease.
There's a new
100-year-old lady who used to have her boobs put on.
Wow.
I'm telling the truth here.
Really?
This is a dysfunctional family.
She's in her 80s.
You would
not
believe.
She's in her 80s. I mean,
all right. All right. Same theme difference. For this show, okay? Abnormal psychology. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Wayne Campbell.
I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent. I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Let me put it this way. I have an extensive collection of name tags and hairnets. Okay, I still live with my parents, which I admit is both bogus and sad. But at least I've got an amazing cable access show, and I still know how to party. But what I'd really love is to do Wayne's World for a living. It might happen. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt. Ah, the Mirthmobile. Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party, bonus.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Wade. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is TMOS to our friends, in case you were wondering. It's a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you get it, too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp. Attention, Northern California residents. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now, the best time to buy your next home. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor friend, Alexander Papp, today, 916-276-2129, and start searching for your dream home. Alexander will help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He is not your typical pushy sales agent. He's here for you and your family, and he's ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and start searching for your next home today. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state of California, but focuses exclusively on NorCal, from Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, 916-276-2129, BRE019-86031, Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home from Alex Papp gets a fruitcake from Rob Spiewak. The fruitcakes are making their way all through our entire land.
It is going to make your home a happy home.
That's good. All
yes.
Right. We've got a mailbag to get to today. We have Chris Freites.
Yay.
Chris has got a great show on Sirius Satellite Radio, which is called Politics Inside and Out. And he's with me also on Political Persuasions each and every week. And Storyline is his. Is that your thing? Are you still doing that?
That's the thing that actually makes me money, yes.
That's your money.
That's how you
make a living, right?
Yes, that's my storytelling shop. So we help brands, trade associations, nonprofits tell their stories. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's a communicator, and some might wonder if you listen to Political Persuasions. I don't always agree with that.
He's
a communicator, but that's me. You know,
apparently can put a sentence together.
On Political Persuasions, he's more of a story stopper.
Rant
stopper.
I'm the wrap it up box of that show. Yeah. Wrap it up, B.
It's fun. Are you done? He says that a lot to me on the show.
Yeah,
are you
he does.
Done?
He does.
Are you done?
That's cute when he says that.
All right, let's get back to you. So, Chris, did we satisfactorily set up
the picture?
Who Rob's dad is?
Oh, yeah, no, I have a very, very clear picture of this guy.
So he has had a very lengthy Facebook communication and relationship with Mamie Van Doren, who was a pinup model in the early 50s, and she still looks stunning after all these
years. I got to stop you right there. How abnormal is that? I mean, really, how where did that, because she had big cans, well, is that what it is?
She also boned everybody. She slept with everybody.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with your dad?
Well, she has a storied Hollywood history. I think that's sort of part of it. And all, I mean,
you don't
she
think
is
it's weird? Don't you think it's weird?
Well, I mean, he's not making love to her. He's just, you know, being a fan. Because
where they message each other? How's this work?
Yeah, they do message each other. And they
personal messages from like a 300-year-old pinup girl from the 20s to now. With you. It's just like, you know, and meanwhile, you know, he's sitting, you know, with his underwear.
Oh, I'd like to do the Charleston with you.
Maryland.
It's nothing like that at all.
Where's your dad's beach house in Virginia or Maryland?
It's on the eastern shore of Virginia.
Virginia. So he's sitting down there in front of his colonel going, yay, Mamie. Just weird, weird, weird.
Well, that brings us to this past weekend. I didn't know of another Hollywood celebrity that my father was friends with on Facebook. Not a fan page, but a friend with the great, perhaps you remember her from the movie Lenny or Superman, the great Valerie Perrine.
He's friends with Valerie. I remember Valerie Perrine from Playboy magazine when I was a boy.
Because she got Playboy.
Oh my God. Valerie Perrine was this, just this erotic kind of.
She also,
pulls
I knew
up
her.
Google.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous is the
babe.
Word. Zoftic.
What is he? Is this his job? Is this what he does all the time?
But many people will also remember her as, I think it's Miss Tessbacher. She's Lex Luthor's mall in the original Superman movie.
Okay. Was she in Blazing Saddles?
No. That was Madeline Kahn in Blazing Saddles.
Well, I know it's not Madeline. I thought there was some other.
No, but Perrine was very well regarded for her turn in the movie Lenny. But she also, about Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce, right.
But when she made Superman, and it was the biggest hit of the year, she did the Playboy spread, and I believe she actually made, if memory serves, there might have been a Superman body paint cover where featured some of her best assets. So she's.
I like the way you say there might have been, like you don't know it.
Have you
know.
Seen the before and after?
Let's focus on the before. So based on the story I'm about to tell you,
if
I actually
you can text that to me, I really appreciate it.
I just watched the original Christopher Reeve Superman.
Sometimes you need visual aids.
Mike, I think I've got visual aids.
Okay.
So I was watching.
Come in the inbox.
I was watching the original Superman this past weekend, and she never really was that pretty, but you know she had that legendary.
Well,
body.
Hold on a second. It wasn't that she wasn't that pretty. She was unique looking. She was not movie star.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Pretty. Hmm. She didn't have the classic features of the starlet, but no, she was a stunning woman in her own little way,
very
in her own
way.
Naughty, kind of a bad girl way, which was really really cool.
So
I'm giving you a thumbs up. I mean, if he's pursuing somebody from movie lore, that's pretty cool.
So not surprised.
Where does he find these people?
Don't know. But I'm not surprised they were friends. But she posted a picture of a blue hat, like a baseball hat with the Superman logo embossed, I guess, or actually
embroidered
into it. And it said under it, Metropolis, Indiana, because I think there is a town called Metropolis, Indiana.
Okay.
And then she had signed the bill in a silver Sharpie, Valerie Perrine.
Okay.
And so he messages her and he says, "Hi, Valerie, are you selling that hat?" And she says, "Yes, I am." And he said, "How much?" And the messages are going back and forth. And she quotes, and he thought it would be much more than she actually quoted. She quoted $100 American. And so
American, not
so,
check.
So,
and that, so now I know what's going to happen. So it's cheap enough where now it's like the boy trying to impress the girl. Yeah, I'll buy it.
Throw an autograph. I'll give you $1.50.
So he buys it.
Can you spit on it?
Oh, God.
Please?
Now that's gross. That's gross.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
That is
gross.
That's gross. So
yay, Valerie.
So yay, hat. So he bought it, and he gifted it to me. So now I have the autographed Valerie Perrine hat. I said, wouldn't you like to keep it? He says, no, I enjoyed enough corresponding with her and telling her what a big fan I was. And so okay. I said, and so
right. You know, Rob's a bit of a hoarder. You know that, right, Chris?
I didn't know he was a hoarder.
Oh, makes sense, though.
Rob's got
it?
Everything.
It does.
Rob's got everything.
I thought don't it was squint just... at me. You don't know me that well.
Don't squint at me.
He squinted at me.
I thought it was just records.
No, it's that's part of it. That's part of it.
That which seemed okay, but now.
So now my father has established, HBS has established a
HBS.
A next level relationship with the great Valerie Perrine. And wow. Although the actual transaction went through her merchandise guy.
You going to bring the hat in when you get it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
When did this all happen? Yesterday? Because you're excited about it.
Well, no, this happened on Sunday that it went down. He sent me a picture of the hat. I didn't realize he had bought it. I thought he was just sending me a picture of an autographed Valerie Perrine hat. I said, well, that's pretty cool. But to know
Will you put it in your storage basement or will you
no, it'll hang
put
on,
it in a position of honor?
It'll hang on the wall because it's beautiful. Okay. The embroidery is beautiful. I like the Superman logo.
That's beautiful. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys are bonding about stuff like this.
Did you get the picture, though?
Well, Mike, did you get your picture?
Hold on. Yeah. Let me double check. I want to see. Hold on.
You know, if she was wearing the hat, she might look a little better.
Right, yeah. I mean,
Pony, we'll need this obviously for the show pick today.
Building it,
yeah,
right.
That's what see, as I said, Mike, never a classic beauty.
That's terrible. I don't want to be too cruel here.
I don't know this. Maybe just in case.
Do you have that for meth? Like a meth alarm?
No, I don't have a meth alarm, and you stay out of this. You don't talk. You don't squint. New ground rules.
Oh, okay.
I know. Maybe Mike.
That actually had the opposite effect, Chris.
Maybe she needed.
It was like my initial laugh is now. Oh.
Maybe she needed to sell the hat to raise a little money. Yeah.
No, it's just that clock on the wall. Nobody can stop
it. Can't do that.
Anyway,
hey, but if Superman flew around the Earth backwards.
It's true. He needs
but
to
that picture laps,
fast.
Though, a lot of laps.
But that picture on the left in her day,
yes,
right?
No,
in her day,
100%. Right? Yeah. It was the before and after is just it's just stunning.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about the during. There's a lot going on during the during.
Yeah, what happened during the during?
I wish her well. I wish her very well. I truly do. And horny.
Well,
Bob
she has a new friend. So she's got that going for her.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. That's okay. Can we do the mailbag before we go to commercial?
We should do the commercial and then do the mailbag.
Okay. All right. Well, that means I'll have to think about that through the commercial.
Nobody make any jokes about pallbearers, please.
Chris Freitas. He's picked up the Oscar slack and sending me text messages to enhance the product. We'll be right back. I am completely thrown. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Merricast.
This week on O'Merricast.
You really are like a mogul now.
Didn't go that far.
It's the return of Steve Mermelstein.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Together on one special podcast only, rapping about the merits of ketchup, making radio fun again, and defending the universe.
The Space Force! Make America great again!
Download it today on iTunes, the PlayApod app, the all-new TMOS app, or at MikeOmerraShow.com. Oh yeah. And now back to more of the Quiet Storm. Here's Mike.
Thank you. Whatever that was. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a mission. They want to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they do it. Take it from me. Carla loves to cook it. I love it. Blue Apron is our favorite. You'll love the quick and easy step-by-step recipe options. It's healthy. It's a perfectly proportioned meal for you, and they're delivered right to your door. Dinner is served all in under 45 minutes. Blue Apron makes dinner quick, easy, and insanely delicious. Skip the tedious meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Teaches you how to be a better cook. Experience the joy of summer with our favorite grilling recipes with seasonally inspired ingredients. How about these mouthwatering options? Seared chicken and tangy barbecue sauce, or how about juicy cheeseburgers with spicy slaw? Fun, easy, chef-designed recipes and exciting partnerships like Bob's Burgers and MasterChef.
This
is
so
really
cool.
a cooking tutorial. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And now, without further ado, not about us, it's about you, the listener,
it's
because we care
about you.
About It's an August mailbag and contains everything you would expect. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Yes, please.
Warm thanks to Wanda Combs Farmy for sending a lovely gift to Podcast Village. A case of Blenheim ginger ale.
The best.
Mild and hot, and some Red Bull for Oscar. Thanks, Wanda. We salute you. How is the refrigerator doing nowadays?
It's good. We actually went through a major restock this week because Oscar last week said, we have to put things in here because now it looks like we've been robbed. Because it was looking empty, and there's nothing sadder because it's a glass front. It has to look full. But the Blenheim ginger ale that you can only buy it at South of the Border or via UPS.
Any of the other slackers that roll into Podcast Village popping anything in there, or is it just us?
I keep waiting for the kombucha, and Oscar's been resistant.
That's expensive, though, isn't it? Like, prohibitively expensive.
Probably. What the hell is kombucha?
It's delicious, and I urge any
what
of your TMOS listeners to contribute sambucha so people
sambucha
can try it.
Or is it kombucha?
It's what kombucha. It you know I call it the booch.
You know who swears by it is Valerie Perrine. She says it keeps her looking young.
Do you know what it is, Rob? It's, do you know what kombucha is?
I've heard him
is?
Talk about it. Something with berries,
all
I
right,
think.
Go ahead, Freights. What is kombucha?
No,
what
it's,
is
a, it's, a, it's a fermented carbonated kind of tea.
So does
with
that,
a light alcohol content,
it has
right?
a light alcohol content in it.
That's not all you need to say to an Irishman. You notice my softening I know, of my expression when
oh,
I
oh well and it's, it's just it's fizzy and carbonated. It's not loaded with sugar and it's quite tasty. Comes in a variety of flavors.
What would it be comparable to if one
nothing
was making,
that's the
really?
thing. I've never had anything quite. I had it and you drink it, you're like, this is a little weird. Right? Because it's like, it tastes a little bit like tea, but it's fermented and carbonated. It's naturally fizzy, right? They don't add bubbles. And then.
So is this something you order like in a restaurant when you're around your Capitol Hill friends?
No,
like,
no.
I'll have a kombucha, please. Give me a kombucha.
And send a kombucha to Mr. Blitzer.
a kombucha martini, please.
Send a kombucha to Mr. Blitzer.
Happening now, Chris Freights. What's going on?
Is it bitter? Is it
no?
Sweet?
It could be a little sweet. You can flavor it with ginger or with grape or with other kinds of fruit juices.
Is it Asian?
It is.
All right, Pony. Do you know anything about it?
I've heard about it, but it's... Hold on.
Kombucha isn't Asian. No, it's from Texas.
Well, come on now. You know, they name
kombucha.
They name stuff sometimes to make it have a sort of an aura or a brand feel.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But it's delicious, and I would love to see it in Podcast Village's
so recording.
Well, no one's
know
stopping
about
you
too?
From bringing it in.
I've heard about it. It seems to be kind of a pseudoscience wooey thing right now where
wooey.
They're saying it's like
it's
detoxifying and all the other buzzwords.
Mike, it's a trifle wooey.
I mean, it's
you've never heard of woo? It's basically just like a fermented
you
black or green tea. Like that's
okay.
That's it. Like it's very
a fermented
it's,
black
it's
or green tea.
It's not wooey. It's just a tea wooey. That's all fermented right. and is a little carbonated. It's just a chill. It's an iced tea. It's an iced tea.
Like Snapple from the
East. He points at me like I'm the village idiot. Did you notice that? It's like, he points at me, it's tea.
You know
it's
what he
tea,
did?
Mike.
He squinted at you.
He gave you a squint.
Yeah, he did.
This libel. This libel will not stand. It's slander, man.
I'm not a serial squinter. I probably have the most adventurous palate of anybody in the room. I would try kombucha.
I think you would try it, and I think you would like it. Because it's a nice replacement for soda, which Oscar drinks by like the gallon.
Hey, you know it'd be great. Why don't you bring some in, Chris, for an on-air Political Persuasions kombucha taste test?
I'm down for that. And we'll have to send some to Mike.
Yes, by mail.
Yeah, I'll probably go up to the...
I don't know if they have any, Maine.
I'll go up to the Hancock Grocery. Go, you got any kombucha? You know, and then they'll go... Yeah, they'll take a shot at me. Next letter says, hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Isle of Misfit interns. I am writing to announce that I am the proud father of TMOS's newest listener. Welcome to our world, David Andre Rivera Jr.
Hey, now!
Very he is cool. our third child and second son. David came into this world last Friday, beautiful and healthy, and ready to carry on the tradition of listening to TMOS. I've been busy preparing for the little man, so I'm grateful to have a few days backlog of the show to pass the time as mom and baby sleep. Thanks for all the laughs and for continuing to bring the funny all year round. Sincerely, David Rivera. God bless you and your family, David. That's wonderful news.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You. for sharing that with us. Next letter says, hi, boys. Today is my birthday.
Yay!
And I'd love to hear everyone sing happy birthday to me. Love you all long time. Mark Elder from Sacramento. The traditional TMOS birthday song. Awana,
happy birthday
to Mark Elder. Moving right along. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. This Saturday, my son Jacob will be getting married. This seems impossible to me because it seems like just last week.
Kombucha.
Just last week, he was only 10 years old. He's getting married at 10?
Well, it seems that way.
Oh, sorry. However, I've been assured from several sources that he is actually 24 and the wedding is actually happening. I could say all sorts of wonderful things about this young man, but I'll just say that he's the best thing my name has ever been associated with. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Since my only marriage ended in spectacular failure.
Oh, dear.
I thought I would ask you gentlemen for some advice for new husbands outside of pre-ordering the world's best fruitcake for Christmas, because I've already ordered one for him. Thanks, Alex Miller. So this is Alex's son, Jacob, 24, getting married. Any advice?
Valid advice. Choose your battles. If it's not worth winning, don't fight it. Let her win.
My other piece of advice is on your wedding day, take a second, because it goes so fast. Actually look around. Very rare to have all the people who love you in the world in one place. And so take that in and enjoy that.
That's true. And also, don't take your jacket off at the reception. You'll look like an idiot if you don't have your jacket on in pictures.
All right. My advice to young Jacob, 24 years old, getting married. Three words for you, Jacob. Safety, deposit, box. There we are. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I would like to request a birthday shout-out for my wonderful husband, Jeremy Chappell. His birthday is August 17th. He's a longtime listener and supporter of the show. Sincerely, Elena Chappell. Pretty lean on the letters this week, Rob Spiewak.
Well, there's a lot of sincerity there, Mike, I think.
A lot of sincerity.
Well, that's in 3 days.
Yeah, but we only do the mailbag once a week.
Oh.
So, see, that's why we do it, you know?
I see. So, yeah, shout it on out.
Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, we're... Elena, thank you for that, and for your husband, Jeremy, and all the Chappells, including the guy that... Was it Chappell that was in that Detroit Tigers movie where Kevin Costner played Bobby Chappell?
Bobby Chappell, that's right. Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
That's a good baseball movie. That's an unsung good baseball movie, but I forgot the title of it. At the end, Vin Scully is narrating, is doing the play-by-play for his no-hitter.
Right.
So
right.
He's thinking, one last time, he can roll back the clock and do... Oh, man. Vin Scully.
The best.
I mean, there's a guy that will be missed. Hey, fellas, next letter says, I'm sitting at the dinner table tonight with my husband and my two boys. In the middle of our dinner conversation, my 7-year-old mutters to himself, Family Dollar Pork Chops. My younger son and I burst out laughing. My husband rolls his eyes at our shenanigans and says, well, I guess he gets it, talking about our show. Please, y'all try to stay alive so this next generation can keep getting it. Best, Elizabeth Lee. That might be my favorite letter.
I prepared
of the day.
A small medley for the Lee family. May I play it?
Family Dollar medley?
Yes.
Let's go.
Family Dollar AA battery. Family Dollar acne wash. Family Dollar bowl. Family Dollar flex straw. Family Dollar stainless steel scours. Family Gourmet almonds. Family Gourmet cream of celery soup. Family Gourmet Italian style breadcrumbs. Family Gourmet jalapeno slices. Family
jalapeno.
Gourmet mac and cheese spirals. Family Gourmet raisin bran. Family Gourmet whole kernel corn. Family wellness dental floss.
And last but not least,
it's a holiday gift bag.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Neely. Is that show still on?
But every episode is on YouTube.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So it'll be preserved for posterity.
Mike, it burned fast and bright.
Yeah, it was wonderful. All right, we're winding it down now. Gentlemen, I have been a fan for over 20 years, and I can relate so much to all of you, like hiding the candy wrappers under other garbage in the trash can. Now at the age of 64 and in the twilight of my life, I have a couple of requests. In about 2 weeks, my wife and I will be making our very first trip to New York City.
New York City?
We'll be there primarily to attend the U.S. Tennis Open, and we'll be staying in the Manhattan area. Could you please recommend a nice place for my lovely wife and I to have dinner? Secondly, living near Sacramento, Stockton, I have been obsessed with the steps necessary to do the Sacramento dance. Would Rob be able to describe this for me, step by step? I don't think it's something you can describe, right?
I mean, it's really something you can't. Have to see. I will say this. It involves the distribution of bodily fluids.
Yeah, and pantomiming them.
Yes, you don't actually do it. You just give the impression that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Sounds like an Instagram story to me.
It is a good one, yeah.
Thanks, and keep up the funny Tom Mazira. Tom, my daughter just moved to Brooklyn. I used to live in New York for a while. Chris, you spent a lot of time New York City, I'm sure. And Rob Spiewak spent a lot of time there. I got to tell you, there is a great TGI Fridays up there.
Yes.
Oh, really, come really on. In the middle of everything. It's a recommendation. Gramercy Tavern.
Gramercy Tavern's a fine. That place is horrible. The WWE has a wonderful restaurant, and it's right on Times Square.
Get the chicken fingers.
Times Square.
Get the chicken fingers at Caroline's.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You save money if you go on a night where they don't have comedy. Just go when the show is dark. But
where it's
get
just
the food.
About the food.
Hey, that's because that allows the chef to focus.
Yeah. I'll ask my daughter and get back to you, Tom, because I haven't been to New York City in a long time.
I had an actual recommendation.
Gramercy Tavern.
That's a good one. It's a fine. The guy who started, so it's a fine Michelin star restaurant. He's the same guy who started Shake Shack.
Okay. All right.
The
all
shack right. that was in Central Park and is now everywhere with some of the best burgers and milkshakes. So,
all right, Tom Mazira, you heard it from valid. Chris Freitz. He gave you the recommendation. Sorry, you're going to have to sell your car before you go there, but that's all right. And our final letter says, Dear Mike, my family and I have been squatting in your Florida home all summer.
That's pretty great.
We were shocked and frankly irritated to learn on yesterday's show that you'll be returning early. It's rude for you to drop this bomb without giving us a heads up. Could we reach a compromise and stay for a month after you return? You'll probably need the help cleaning up anyway. Also, can you wish my boy Rory happy 5th birthday? Hey, Rory!
Hey, Rory!
Rory McIntosh, hi! That's Dave McIntosh down in Florida. Rory, 5 years old. Rory. All right, let me do something for you. Wait, I'll play it right here. This is for Rory, and this is
5 year old Rory.
Hey, 5 year old Rory. This is how my son says goodbye to all of us on the show every day. Are you ready?
Goodbye, duties.
Oh, stop it.
Goodbye, duties. Goodbye, duties.
Yeah, sorry. The tradition continues. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we haven't had a chance to talk to Chris.
No.
It's going to be all about freights.
Oh, no.
When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show every Monday.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I look for signs of that blue wave. Is it coming, or is it in your imagination? Plus, Giuliani wants conditions on what Robert Mueller can ask President Trump. And I get on my soapbox about what the job of a journalist is. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
Apparently.
iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. I have to tell you this. This is
the greatest.
This is nectar of the gods. This is the don't get your skaboosha or whatever the hell that crap is. Let me tell you about this. This is wonderful. You know it's hot, so you got to hydrate. You have to do that. I have the solution. It's in my hand right now. It's called Liquid IV. Next time I do a Liquid IV commercial, I'm going to bring the package up, and I'll show you what it is. It's a mix that you put in. I cannot tell you the last time I got this excited about somebody advertising on our show. Let me tell you what it is. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. In my case, I add it to even more water. It tastes great.
It's good.
There are no rules. Just right. No, I'm sorry. Liquid IV, a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. It tastes amazing. It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it comes in a convenient and portable powder. It's wonderful. Hydration is the key to feeling your best. This is non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, or soy, and Liquid IV donates one serving. This is the best thing of all. They donate one serving to people in need for every order placed. So, whether you're an everyday athlete, a traveler, or a social butterfly that needs a little help bouncing back from the night before, you're going to love the convenient, delicious hydration of Liquid IV. Our listeners have gotten into this.
Yes.
Thank you for sending me the emails and letting me know that you like this stuff. I love Liquid IV. I know you will, too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. Make sure you use the code. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings. So don't wait. Get hydrated today. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you.
The best.
Okay, very good. Did I say it right?
You did.
Right. Thanks, sir. All right. I love this stuff. I really do. Welcome back. Hi, Chris.
What's up? That sounds good for hangovers. I'm going to check it out.
I wouldn't know about that.
No, anyway, but I read about it on the internet, and you may be onto something.
I may be onto something. Yeah. Electrolytes.
I just like it. I like it, and it's, you know.
What's your favorite flavor? I like all the flavors.
Lemon lime.
Mine, too. I love the lemon lime. So good.
Yep. Yeah, you and I are the same. We're just doughy, fat. We like all the same things. I like it, too. Yeah, we do. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm looking in a mirror when I'm working with you, but it's like a theater arts mirror.
Oh, you know, that's just slightly warped.
Yeah. We're here with Rob and I have been working together a long time.
It's been a tough summer.
It's been a tough summer.
It's rough.
But anyway, yeah, rough summer. But getting better,
warming.
Right?
Yeah,
Pretty good summer for you, really.
Yeah, I think so.
With your next week.
I can't wait.
Let me tell you what the listeners have done for Rob Spiewak. Our fan club is providing Rob Spiewak with an all-expense-paid Disney cruise.
For real?
Next week. With
to the Bahamas. Real. Yes.
Yeah. This is the same fan club that sent me to a Sunday final round to watch Sergio Garcia win the Masters tournament, airfare included. We have the greatest.
You guys, and they also pretty much, and they completed
we have the greatest
Oscars.
People. They
greatest
keep us alive.
Yeah, they completed Oscars
alive.
Wedding registry as well. They've been generous to all
what?
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is special stuff. This is really unbelievable, and
I feel like we got to raise the bar. I don't say it enough for political persuasions.
Hey, fan club, please get involved in that. You know,
drink. Send that hard tea to him.
Yeah. Kombucha, it's not hard tea.
No, I will speak for all of us when I say this is incredible. And Rob is, there was only, it was almost, the whole thing was almost ruined, as they would say in Brooklyn,
yes.
By Matthew Bloom. But now
on
it's
purpose.
Back on track because they
on
were going
purpose.
To, they were going to send him to Japan and then he,
yes.
He got cold feet.
Yeah,
but anyway, what?
It was all my fault. Yeah.
It was your fault. Yes, it was. But Rob
maybe
is
best
going
to stay uninvolved on this one, Matt. Just a pointer.
I'm past it.
Yeah. I'd say mute that microphone.
So how excited are you about going
out of my mind? I actually was talking to Robert yesterday because I took him to the DMV to get his learners, which
yes.
is another story. But, you know, the kids are so busy all summer long. Julia's working. Robert is bouncing around with a circuit of friends are staying at this house. Friends are staying at this house. I don't get much extended time with them. And the DMV is extended time. And so I had a good time talking with him. And he said, I just can't believe this is really happening because we found out about it in November. And he said, it's really going to happen. And mom's going to stop asking if we're excited because we're going to be on it. And I said, yeah, isn't it? It's amazing how excited your mom is for you guys to have a good time. Carrie's busting at the seams. She's
what are you looking forward to yourself more than anything else?
I think they have I think it's called Paradise Island, which is a Disney owned private beach.
Right.
And I did a cruise with Carrie on our 10th anniversary where we went to the Bahamas and we went to another private beach. Not that one, but another one.
Right.
And going, you know, I've been going to the beach all my life, whether it's on the Eastern Shore of Virginia or we used to go up to New Jersey. But when you go to a beach that's in that area down there in the Bahamas, it's otherworldly. The water is so clear and the mm-hmm. sand is so pure. The air smells different. And to have a day out there just to sit and be in that environment, I'm excited about that. And also, I mean, the experience on the boat, the more I read about it, the more excited I am. There's a party every night. The food is supposed to be sensational. The service on the Disney cruises is high. It's rated notches and notches above everyone else. And it's going to be so much fun. And at risk of getting a little sentimental with Julia as a rising high school senior, this is likely the last time we'll take a trip as a family that'll feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really, really excited to have some real good quality time with my kids.
to Stephen Douglas McIntyre and the entire fan club that put this thing together. God bless you all for that. Really, how incredible. It means more than you know to all of us. And it's not just the stuff. It's the, I remember at the Masters, two people at the tournament asked me, I told this story in the year, two people asked me how I came to be at the Masters. And I'm the second person it caught. You ever get choked up when it completely catches you by surprise?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the knowledge that what we do meant so much to people that they decided to do something so nice for us that choked me up. And we all feel the same way about it. It's a Chris Freitz, have you and your wife Skylar ever gone on any kind of
Skylar Freitz.
Fantastic exotic Skylar Freitz I just thought that would be her name.
Yeah. Tell them about the tour of castles you took.
She'd be a fitness model
in Germany.
She'd be, it's like she'd be a German model.
A German model. It's very thin. Healthy, but thin.
Super, but like aerobic.
Yes. Thin. Not an ounce of fat on her.
So have you ever gone on an exotic vacay? Is she Swedish?
She's of Swedish descent, yes.
Of course she is. Yeah. See? That's close. That's close.
And you only missed it by about 80 miles.
So do you have you gone on any exotic vacations yourself?
We've taken some nice vacations. Never listener sponsored. So I encourage whoever wants to break virgin.
Now he's hanging on that.
That's amazing. See,
this is kind of him saying, I want to still be a part of this.
Yeah.
That's maybe what'll keep him going for a few more weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? When the mics turn off, he goes, but I'm not giving up TV.
We took a lovely trip a few years ago to Croatia. The Amalfi Coast.
I've heard great things about
Was
Croatia.
It amazing?
Oh, it was my favorite place. It was gorgeous. We went from the capital to Split, which is just across from Venice, so it had a very Italian influence. It had been part of the Italian Empire for a long time.
Wow.
Then we traveled down to Split, which was essentially a town built around Diocletian's, the former Roman emperor's palace. So the old palace walls were basically the walls of the old city.
I heard great things about
it. It's amazing. We had a wonderful, wonderful trip. We were out there for about 2 weeks. It was delightful.
I also read in Time magazine last week that these European countries are just inundated with tourism during the summer, and they're trying to actually take steps legislatively to manage it. Have you heard anything about that? Where it's so they said that that a lot of these European countries, specific areas of Europe, are becoming amusement parks during the summer for tourists, which I thought was kind of weird. I always thought that's what Europe
wanted. So they
want
to throttle it back a little bit, or
they
want to
throttle it back. Yeah,
wow.
I don't have the article in front of me.
Well,
when you have
a whole continent that takes a month off, you know, there's probably a lot of that. There was a lot of mostly European tourists in Croatia. We didn't meet a ton of Americans.
Right.
Lots of Germans.
Mm-hmm. And where'd you go on your honeymoon with your bride?
And how long have you been married?
Let's see, I've been married for...
Do you have children?
I do not. What year is this? 2018. So I've been married for 11 years. We've been...
career focused?
On my marriage?
No, career focused, the reason you don't have children.
Oh, yes. Well, I wasn't home that much. You know,
okay. you don't have to be home that long.
Yeah. I do, Rob.
Sure.
But everything's fine on the you're twisting your cord a little bit.
He murders headphone
okay
cable.
The,
that's what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Home front. All right.
Oh, that's great. No, she's wonderful. We've been together 19 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. She like every day
they
I wake up
in the millennium together, Mike.
We did. That's we did. Insane. In fact, every day I wake up and she's not run off in the night. I wake
you've
up
been
a winner.
Together with your. You've been with your wife longer than I've been with my wife.
Okay.
This one.
You know, actually, I think he's been with his wife longer than you're with all your wives. If you add them up.
Thank you.
running stats for the show.
If we're counting.
Well, I will have my 9-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
September 12th.
Okay.
That's lovely.
I wanted to make sure I remembered it, so I picked the date after a major American historical tragedy.
9/11 plus one.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it.
Didn't they close down the trains after your wedding as well?
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes. So you've been together with her for almost like childhood sweethearts.
Yeah. Yeah. We got together in college.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was college? Just
the University of Maryland. Go Terps. Fear the Turtle.
Oh, you're a Terp. And yeah. You were both Terps. What did she major in? Was she in communications as well?
She was not. She was an English major.
Oh, yeah. Does she write? Does she write
does.
Or teach?
She writes. Okay. Yeah, she writes. Mm-hmm. And
she writes, please help me.
On a plastic bag.
She fogs up a window and writes it backwards so people can read it from the street.
All right. Since we are running short of time, Chris, I will ask you this. What is something about Chris Frates that has never been revealed on any of your platforms? Now, you don't do the kind of work I do, so you're not going to be in that arena when you're on television or you're doing your serious political show. You're not going to say, let me tell you what happened to me. What is something that people wouldn't know about you, Chris Frates? Something that you would be willing to share that would be special?
Let's see. Well, my favorite interview was with Mr. Rogers.
You mean Fred Rogers?
I mean Fred Rogers.
Won't you be my neighbor,
Won't
Fred
Rogers?
Won't
you be my neighbor? Yeah.
It was your favorite interview?
That was my favorite interview of all time.
I've heard great things about him. Why was it your favorite interview?
Well, because I was 19. I was covering the state legislature in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And Mr. Rogers, of course, is from Latrobe, home of Fred Rogers and Rolling Rock, of course. And he was getting...
And Arnold Palmer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is true.
Arnold Palmer up there, right?
Yeah. So Latrobe, luminaries of American culture. So he was being honored as a great Pennsylvanian by Tom Ridge. So he had come to the Capitol.
Governor Ridge.
Governor Ridge. And, you know, they do a whole ceremony for him. There's kids with like Suzuki violins. And Tom Ridge, you know, comes up to the podium, takes off his suit jacket, puts on a red cardigan to introduce Fred Rogers.
Very cool.
The while I'm thinking, like, I grew up on Mr. Rogers. I grew up watching Mr. Rogers every afternoon. And I thought, man, if this guy's a dick, it's going to ruin my childhood, right? Like the guy on TV.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, is that going to be... It's there you go. Well, nice.
So you're thinking about that before the interview.
So I'm thinking if this guy is just a TV guy and he's not Mr. Rogers, it's going to ruin my life. And I walk up to Mr. Rogers to interview him after the event. You got to turn that down.
Okay.
I'm going to the land of make believe, man. I'm on the trolley.
All right. We'll talk Good King Friday later.
Exactly. And so I said, Mr. Rogers, my name's Chris Frates. And at the time, I was working for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, which circulated in his area. And that's why I was there. And so, and he said, oh, well, Chris, you know, you seem like a very put together young man. Who do you have to thank for that? I was like, well, my folks, and I have a really great journalism teacher, which helped me get here. And I'm like, whoa, I'm supposed to be interviewing
you.
Do you
mean put together like your body?
No,
yeah, is this like a Me Too thing?
No, stop. We're not going to do that to Mr. Rogers.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
We hadn't used that
pony,
word.
Stop
I was not going to go there. That's no problem.
How dare you, pony?
So he was super nice?
He was more authentic and caring, and his vibe was even better in person than it was on television. You saw why he connected with those kids, because he was even more sincere and caring. And so I write a little bright. It was a really cool highlight. And I thought, man, I just got to interview Mr. Rogers. This job rocks. You know, I'm 19. I'm interning. And about a week later, I get a little card in the mail with a trolley on the back. And I open it up, and it says, Dear Chris, I read your coverage in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and I thought you did an excellent job capturing the moment and the feeling. Thank you so much. It was wonderful to meet you. You're welcome in this neighborhood anytime. Fred Rogers.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's a sweet story.
It was such a nice thing, and it was so cool, and it made me feel good about the world that somebody who was a hero of mine actually was a good person and should be a hero, and I'm really excited to see Won't You Be My Neighbor, this new documentary that's out about
it. Yeah, it's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah.
When you see someone, and when you're watching and watching and watching, and then you finally get to interview them, it's amazing.
It's cool.
I felt the same way when we, back on the old Don and Mike show, we waited and waited, and finally we got a chance to interview Ginger Lynn. It was really special. It was really, really cool moment. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Did she send you a card with a trolley on it?
No, she sent
me
something else.
More of a train, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. Stop it. Stop it, HBS. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Chris will be weighing in when we come back on the Michael Barrett Show. Walk 10 miles on
the mile. Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Now is the time for the TMOS Fruitcake Fact of the Day. Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us, please.
People always come up to me on the streets and they say, Regis, what is that stuff that's in the fruitcake? The little green squares, those little yellow squares. What is it? It's citron, Mike. Do you know what citron is?
No.
Candied citron is made from the thick peel of the citrus fruit that is called citron. It actually dates back to the biblical book of Leviticus. It's been around for 3,000 years. It's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around longer than other citrus fruits like limes or lemons, but this is candied citron. It's largely used in Asian cooking and has the ability to soothe your stomach and your throat. It's a medicinal fruit that's been around since the Old Testament, and even though it's been around 3,000 years, Mike, in a TMOS fruitcake, we only use the freshest citron.
Oh, very good. Hey, that's great. The more you know about fruitcakes, the better. Because we are in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. You see, times are tight and we need your help. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Sweet, Pisces.
Pisces. That's what Robert used to say when he was a little kid. Daddy, Pisces.
Sweet, Pisces. Potent and delicious. Get a fruitcake.
There you go. I'm sorry.
Pisces. Get a fruitcake and get it now, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Very sad news to report this morning. Aretha Franklin's family says she's gravely ill and, quote, asking for your prayers at this time. Boy, they've just been early on this one. The vigil began turbo
yesterday.
Early.
Even yesterday, they were talking it.
Yeah, well, TMZ was saying it's going to be the day. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No details given. CNN says she is in hospice care. That's usually an indicator. She's 76. She had surgery for pancreatic cancer in December of 2010. That's a bad one. But she kept performing until her doctors advised her to stop. Her last performance was at Elton John's annual AIDS fundraiser last November. Abdul Duke Fakir of the Four Tops kept in touch with Aretha and said he just spoke with her a week ago. Despite her issues, she was still looking forward to the future. He says she talked about this great big special she was going to have in New York with all her great friends performing. It made me feel good as well. She was still hoping and wishing and dreaming, as we do in this business. Some celebrities have been tweeting their support. Meanwhile, Beyonce and Jay-Z just happened to be performing in Aretha's hometown of Detroit last night, and they dedicated their entire show to her. That's iconic. Aretha, and we wish her very best.
I forget who put it on Facebook, but I was reminded of this. Do you remember when, I think it was at the Grammys, Pavarotti called in sick and she stepped in and sang Nessun Dorma using his arrangement and just absolutely murdered it. I mean, stepped in without rehearsal and just sang an operatic piece. And you think of her not only as a ballad singer and one of the greatest soul singers, but she has the pipes to carry off opera as well. It's going to be a tremendous loss.
Yeah,
it's amazing lady.
It's too bad. The record for the most expensive autographed non-game used baseball has been shattered. Big time. A ball with the signatures of 11 of the first Baseball Hall of Famers just went for $632,369, and it was purchased by a C. Freights of Washington, D.C. Wow.
Honus Wagner, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, all on that ball.
Man, oh man, Ed the record
Ott.
Holder.
No,
it's got
really.
Babe's signature on it. He's right. Honus Wagner
really?
Said Cy Young, Tris Speaker, George Sisler, Walter Johnson, Connie Mack, Nap LaJoy, There's an old baseball player name, isn't it? Nap LaJoy. Eddie Collins and Grover Cleveland Alexander. These guys were among the 25 men inducted into the Hall of Fame in its first years from 36 to 39. But the physical Hall of Fame in Cooperstown didn't open until 1939. When it did, only 11 of those 25 were still alive, and they all attended the official opening. That's when they signed the ball. This ball got really expensive really quick, by the way. In 1997, it sold for $55,000. Not a bad little investment.
Wow, nice return on that.
That's
very
nice. Six
times. That's incredible. Yeah. Facts of Life stars Mindy Cohn, Rob Spiewak, and Kim Fields. They attended a memorial service for...
My father is friends with both of them on Facebook.
Yes. Yay, Mindy. they attended a memorial service for Charlotte Ray, then hung out the rest of the day. This story was just for you. Mindy even posted a message saying, "Love you, sis. Couldn't have gotten through today without you." So isn't it nice to see
our
old
sweet.
TV?
Yeah.
The facts of life.
Yeah, where's Nancy McKinnon? Off being a bitch in an apartment somewhere and not going to the funeral. Way to go, Nancy.
You drink a Coke, you eat a scone, you like to... Anyway, that's it. Sorry.
Facts of life.
Most of us have way too much salt in our diets because it makes everything taste great. You think up here it's only lobsters and tourists and me bitching about family and all that stuff. No, there's some thinking going on. A new study found you might be able to accomplish the same thing with salt in your diet without the salt by literally shocking your mouth while you eat. Researchers at the University of Maine. They created a set of chopsticks that deliver an electric pulse every time they touch your tongue.
No.
And they found it enhanced the flavor of food without any salt. Stop judging. Don't prejudge
this.
Don't want any of that.
I don't want tongue shocks.
They used chopsticks. But it would work with forks too. They were able to
make metal foods. It's going to conduct.
Well, you have to have a wooden handled fork.
Right.
I'm sure.
It says here they were able to make foods taste salty, sour, and even bitter just by changing the frequency. Pretty cool, if you ask
That's
me.
That's crazy.
But they say a lot more research is needed, and it's not clear if there are any side effects. That's the fact.
Okay.
Just like, ow!
If you turn it up really high, everything tastes like smoked barbecue.
The New York Post finally figured out how to get people to buy newspapers again. Just throw a full-page ad on the front instead of, you know, news. The skater brand Supreme paid to have its logo splashed across the front and back cover yesterday to drum up hype for its new fall clothing line. Is that like Bauer Supremes? It's skater brand Supreme.
Right.
It's a totally different thing. You wouldn't have the hockey skate people.
No,
be the
I don't
first
think
ones
so.
To do that.
I don't think so.
But they put on the back and the front cover. It looked like it worked. Every newsstand in New York was sold out by 10 a.m. It's the first time the Post has used a brand's logo as its front cover. So people bought multiple copies thinking it might be a collector's item someday. And they're already being sold on eBay for as much as $20 a copy. So there you go.
Well, who would buy that? Huh? I'm a hoarder. I wouldn't buy that. That's dumb.
I think it is dumb. And now a little something something. A new study has revealed that men have better sex with emotionally unstable women.
How did they study this? Hold on. Is there a control?
You're going to have to find the people at the Journal of Sex Research, Chris writes. On top of that, women reportedly have better sexual relations with less agreeable partners. I guess that would be...
Really?
I don't know if like they didn't give specifics as to whether it's less agreeable during the act or just in general less agreeable, which would be, this guy, he'd be a 10.
Oh, yeah, less an agreeable. 11, right?
Less agreeable.
Awesome. This says here, the study was published in the Journal of Sex Research. The study focused on 1,000 individuals, and the title of the study was called Oscar Santana in the Early 2000s. There it is. Yes.
See, I would like to offer counterpoint on that. You know what really has saved my sex life is electric chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't decided whether they're side effects yet. We'll come back with the audio ball. Would you like Chris? Would you like Chris Freitz to hear Rob's little sounds that he has?
I love Rob's sounds.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
I harvested them this morning. I had to water them. It's been very dry.
That's good. We'll be right back, everybody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day? Rob Spiewak.
Question for you, Mike. Do you remember a TV movie a long time ago called The Day After? It was about the nuclear bomb going off.
All the snow. I remember that.
There was a scene where people were just pillaging a grocery store. It was a horrifying scene. And I saw it yesterday at Target when I saw the school supply section. I said, why would anyone put themselves through this?
Right.
Everyone that has a kid in school gets a list from the school telling you what school supplies you need. Go to Amazon, buy it, have it shipped to your home. We have a link on our website right now that will take you to the school supply section. They even divide it by grade. You can have everything. Click it. It'll send it to your house. You don't have to deal with that, and you'll save some money. You have to buy school supplies anyway. You might as well buy them through Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find school supplies and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the only way you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. Costs you nothing. Means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, August 14, 2018. We are here with Chris Freitz. Chris has a wonderful show on Sirius. You can catch him on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
Sometimes.
Oh, hey. What?
And I'm the co-host of a fine program.
Yes.
With a cranky co-host called Political Persuasions.
Yeah, and Chris basically reins me in and
he does.
Corrects me on the fact, and then he'll say, I was having lunch with the house attaché.
You two go together like salt and caramel.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
salt and caramel. Much. Are you going to play Stormy Weather now?
I am not going to. I do that on your show.
By the way, it's politicalpersuasions.com. Wherever podcasts are found anywhere, you can find that, and it's absolutely wonderful, and it's a pleasure and an educational experience doing the show with you, Mr. Freitz. It truly is.
The feeling is mutual, and I hope all of your listeners at TMS will check us out on Political Persuasions, because it's fun.
Please, it please is. Do. We have a good time.
While we have a television gentleman here, will you entertain a question?
I will always entertain a
is
question.
Is Savannah Guthrie as ineffective as she appears?
No, she's lovely.
All right, let's hear her go up against Omarosa yesterday.
She got the last question in on this.
This was really, really kind of tough to watch, because if an interviewer is not in control, it's really not an interview, is it?
Yeah, but Omarosa, it should be pointed out, is such a veteran of just the bottom feeding.
True.
That she's great at it.
And the reviews... Omarosa, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the reviews that I saw was that Savannah held her own, and she was able to, because they were both wrestling for control of that interview.
God, I can't wait to hear
that. All right, here are some highlights from yesterday's Today Show.
Other question is General Kelly running this country, or is the president running this country? Because he said he didn't know, and they run a big operation.
Back
who
to
is the
honesty
they?
Issue.
Wait, Savannah. Who is the they in the tape? You can't ask the question and then ask another question without my answer. There was a report that said that he lied almost 4,000 lies in the last year.
Have you known that he is a liar, as you say?
Well, absolutely.
Did you work for him?
Savannah, slow down. I'm going to ask your question. Don't worry, I'm here. I've got all the time.
Yeah, no, but I'm... Yeah.
So you don't have to ask 10 questions in 1 second. It's okay. Read the book?
Yes, but have you...
Okay,
I have.
I answered that question, Savannah. So what's the next question? So I was being very careful, because I came out of that Situation Room. I was terrified.
But why?
I was concerned about almost... I'm almost done. Yeah. Someone told me in the White House that they had destroyed some of my personal effects, and I want them back, Savannah.
What about mental health? That is another part of the interview. You said that...
The book is called
Unhinged.
You know that we have an interview right after this,
yes.
And I know that you want to go with more time, but I will answer your last question, and you see that the time is...
Yeah, what time do you need to go?
No, you know that it's a 7-minute interview. Now we're at 10.
So that was what you call in the business a wonderful example of the pivot, right?
Okay.
She just would take a question and she would just pivot away.
Right.
She would change the subject. She would not answer. And that is like classically trained media training right there.
And also, how about the fact she said, take your time, Savannah. We have all the time in the world. And then at the end, she says, right. Well, I'm out of time.
Right. And you've already gone 3 minutes longer.
Yes, exactly.
I have to ask this, guys. Do you believe that that this woman was deluded enough to think that just by coming out and turning against the Trump administration, that the media or a certain segment of society was going to welcome her with open arms? Yes. This woman is a pariah to everybody now. There's no one she has left. She's not going to be able to. When you see people talking about Omarosa with all of her tapes revealed, there is zero. She has no credibility. She is successfully given credibility to one of the least credible administrations in the history of politics because of her lack of credibility.
Yeah.
It's like, not, you don't see this very often when somebody is such a despicable human being that nobody likes her, no matter what. There's no team she could pick right now. Nobody's going to pick her for the kickball team. Right.
Even Dems are not like, oh, come on over here. My favorite Omarosa story was when she decided that she was going to bring her bridesmaids through the West Wing and take a bunch of pictures and post them on Instagram, which is not okay. That's a national security breach. You know, it's like, hey, we're in a Situation Room. Check us out.
Like, much I don't like know that recording they got there, somebody but in the Situation Room is a security breach. So,
correct.
So. Not necessarily criminal, but hell, who knows? If this has more legs, we might be talking about it on PP. We might be doing that.
We might be talking about it on Political Persuasion.
All right. He hates it when I say PP.
PP. Don't call our show PP. I mean, it is a piss up, but don't call it
PP. Wicked
pisser.
Here's a slightly more relevant story. A world record was broken yesterday in Australia at a festival when 500 guitarists stood in a field and they all played Highway to Hell at the same time.
Wow.
This is the AC/DC. We do indeed.
Oh, yes. 1, 2, 3.
Freaking love it.
So good.
There were so many stupid smiles. Everyone was just, we're
it always gives me my chance to do my impression of Angus.
Oh, please do.
See the funny! See the phone! See the phone! Dee dee dee!
Dirty deeds.
Oh!
So, congratulations, they broke that record. Now, of all the people that I root against on television, I think I root the hardest against the American pickers. I hate them because they go to...
I don't watch the show, so you watch it a lot.
They go to older people and they find stuff and they sell them things for a little bit of money and they resell it for a lot of money and they celebrate the fact that they've taken advantage of older people. But I also like when they just look stupid. Yesterday, Frank Fritz found what could be a Foot Locker from Forrest Gump. The original Foot Locker from the movie Forrest Gump. I just like how stupid he sounds here.
Oh, yeah. I come across this Foot Locker. It says Gump on it. Forrest Gump. That was one of my favorite movies. So this was a prop?
It's a real Foot Locker, but that's one of the ones that they rented from me.
Right.
They put like Gump, and they put the one like blue, and that's where they clean the weapons. Those were used there in the armory thing there in Savannah, Georgia.
That's my favorite movie!
America, America.
How much do you think he paid for the Forrest Gump Foot Locker?
$25.
$300.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll try to resell it for $1,000.
Yep.
But I love that there's two things about this guy, Frank. Everything is his favorite right away. Forrest Gump's my favorite movie. Also, if he's in a problem, if you ever watch, you'll notice this. He bundles things. He tries to trick people. He says, I don't know if I want the comic books and the oil cans and the pile of poop all separate, but if you bundle them together, then how much? Because I knew I had to have it. My favorite episode ever is there's one where the Mike
Wolf.
See,
Rob wants to be this guy.
You hate watch this?
Yes, I hate watch it. There's one great episode where they were picking a carnival ground and Mike Wolf fell down and hurt his leg. That's my favorite episode.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's what's going on. If you want to buy Forrest Gump's Foot Locker, go to Antique Archaeology in Iowa. And they'll sell it to you.
That's like a great promo for the show you just did.
Yeah, really. You ended with like, I hate them, and now go buy their stuff.
Well, I'm a complicated guy. Nicki Minaj entered. We'll close with this. Nicki Minaj was asked a question, and I think it's something that we've all thought about. If it came down to Joe Biden or Donald Trump, who would prefer big butts? Nicki Minaj says this.
I could only assume, but I'm, you know, I'm guessing here that it would be Biden for obvious reasons.
I hesitate to ask Nicki Minaj, but what is the obvious reason that Joe Biden likes big butts and he cannot lie? Why is
this? Well, I mean, anytime a white person gets like the pass that they can be like invited to the cookout, that means they probably like big butts.
And he's permanently invited to the cookout.
He's permanently invited to the cookout because he showed love to, you know, our love, you know, Obama, and they worked so well together. And he also just seemed so genuine. Mm-hmm. And I find that genuine men like big butts. And
I love her.
They say, I love a lobster, all the best meat in the tail.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
So there's one to grow on. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Stephen Colbert. Oh, God. He's so tragically white, isn't he?
In the tail.
All the meat is in the tail. Chris Freitz, thank you so much
for sitting in for Oscar today. Lovely to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Please, if you like this, he's wonderful to listen to on Political Persuasions. That comes up this Thursday. And who knows, if we are still talking about Omarosa on Thursday, I will be very surprised.
She's going to try to make sure we are.
I know. We'll see you next time. For Chris Freitz, Rob Spiewak, and everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Buy a fruitcake. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.